The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Do you have a smart meter for your electricity supply? Are you making the most of it? Could it be that it is actually maybe overcharging you? Well, in a moment we'll hear from Carmel O'Connor from ESB Networks, the smart metering project manager at ESB Networks. But first, Derek Cassidy, head of communications at bonkers.ie. This is something highlighted by Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent today. The potential that people are being overcharged because of the use of smart meters. What's going on here?
Well, maybe just to put things into perspective, there's around 1.6, 1.7 million smart meters that have been installed around homes so far. So we're about maybe 60 to 70% of the way there. The scheme or the rollout is supposed to finish at the end of this year, but it'll probably be into early next year by the time it finishes. Now, when you're rolling out that many smart meters, there are always going to be some issues that you arise. And as Charlie Weston was reporting, potentially there could be a very, very small number that are not communicating properly with ESB networks.
How small a number?
Only a few thousand. So, but Matt, it's kind of, there's two issues. There's the one issue that there could actually be a very, very small batch of genuinely faulty smart meters. And as I said, when you're talking about 1.6, 1.7 million that have been rolled out, that unfortunately does have to be somewhat accepted.
Not accepted necessarily by the person who gets the dodgy meter.
No, of course not. But I mean, they'll be replaced and they should be replaced and they should be fixed. But the ESB should be aware of that and they should be on top of it. The other issue, the separate issue, is that due to connection issues, and this was always known, but I don't think it's really been highlighted enough, around 5% of people who get a smart meter installed will never really be able to get the full benefits of a smart meter because of where their meter is located. So smart meters communicate directly pretty much with their supplier through a 2G mobile signal. But if you have your smart meter that's maybe in a basement or it's in a hard to access area, it may not actually be able to ever properly communicate with your supplier, in which case you'll never really get the full benefits of a smart meter and it won't be able to be read remotely. And I think that needs to be better explained to people and a better plan put in place for those, not insignificant number of households who, like I said, will never be able to have a proper connection.
And if they don't have the proper connection, is that going to cost them money?
Hopefully not. What it will mean, though, is that they'll have to have manual readings. So some of their bills may still be estimated, which is what happens now with the normal smart meter, or they'll have to supply an actual meter reading themselves. And it'll just mean it'll be a little bit more difficult for them to benefit from the supposed benefits of smart meters. And there are a lot of benefits. They're supposed to give you insights into your energy usage and your consumption, which then is supposed to help you use less and then have, obviously, smaller bills. But if you're not getting those insights because your smart meter can't connect or can't communicate with your supplier, then that is going to make things a little bit more difficult.
And is that what happens if somebody who's on a smart meter gets an estimated bill? Does that immediately signal that the system isn't working properly?
Not necessarily. It can take up to 30 days to know whether or not your smart meter isn't connected or isn't working properly. And I would say to any listeners, if you feel that you are one of those people, just to discuss it with your supplier and don't be afraid to check in. Don't presume just because you have a smart meter installed that everything is actually working properly. Also, once you get a smart meter installed, you don't necessarily have to activate it immediately. So you can stay on your old plan, so the normal 24-hour plan, and not move for maybe a year or two, just while, I suppose, you get your head around some of the plans that are out there. And
sorry, are these plans complicated for people to follow in and to understand and to realise where they're going to get the best value from?
They can be, and I'd be lying. I do think the benefits of smart meters outweigh the negatives because they will give people more insight into their usage, and I think that's important. But yes, sometimes too much choice can be a bad thing, and we're going from a situation where people might be charged one unit price for their electricity, which, let's be honest, a lot of people probably don't even know to begin with, to a situation where you could be charged maybe four or five different prices depending on when you're using your electricity. And that is going to be a big change for people. I think if you have...
If somebody is trying to do things like make sure that they only use the washing machine and dryer in the evening times or early in the morning, or if they have an electric vehicle which is charged in, do they actually have to notify their electricity supplier to make sure that they're put on a tariff to benefit from that?
So, good question. the way it works is people, some people would be signing up for a smart meter tariff somewhat blind, because loads of listeners won't have a clue when they're using their electricity or at what time. They might have a rough idea. But what I would call for is for it to be made mandatory for all suppliers to offer a smart meter tariff that just charges one price for your electricity, but gives you all of the benefits of insights into when you're using your electricity and how. And then maybe in a year's time, you can then decide if you want to meet, you know, change to a tariff that charges you different prices. Because smart meters, they do two things. They give you insights into your usage, but some of them can also charge you different rates for your electricity. And for people to jump on to, I think, a smart meter when they're going to be charged different rates for their electricity when they don't know when they're using their electricity is a big jump. And I think there needs to be more of a halfway house between the two. So I would call in the CRU, the energy regulator, to make it mandatory for the first few years, at least, for all suppliers to have a smart meter tariff that gives you insights into your electricity usage, but also is just the one price for 24 hours.
Okay, I'll come back to you in 1 second, Dara, but Carmel O'Connor from ESP Network Smart Metering Project Manager. How well is your smart metering program working for the benefit of consumers?
Well, nice to be allowed to have a chat, Matt, because I'm not just because of the job that I'm in, I'm actually a firm believer of smart meters and the benefits that they can bring to customers. As Dara was saying, like, it gives that information, and the vast majority of smart meter customers can there's an ESP Networks online account. So again, whether you change with your supplier or just get the information of when you're using your electricity from your networks account, you can do that. And as Dara was saying, there are actually a number of suppliers that do provide that 24-hour unit rate and your energy insights. So there's about 20% of customers that have signed up either for a smart tariff or those energy insights. But if a customer is a little bit nervous about doing that beforehand, they can definitely look at their network's online account and get that information. And that will tell them when they're using their electricity. And also, again, Dara is absolutely correct. There's a 30-day proving period when we actually put in the meter and just to find out what the comms are like in a particular location. But for 99% of customers who are on a smart, who have a smart meter, we are pulling actual register reads off those meters. So 99% of customers with a smart meter are getting accurate billing. Yes, there are some locations where we just can't get them, maybe in the basement of an apartment. But again, this year, we're going to be doing a bit of work with our comms provider to see whether there's other things we can do to boost the signals out of an apartment block, the basement of an apartment block, to get that information to us. So about 97-90% of the smart meters communicate with us daily, but there will be that very tiny cohort. So,
sorry, 2% isn't exactly tiny, is it?
Well, it is in the context of 1.6 million meters. It's actually it's better than many, many countries around the world. We've actually, like, we're better than most countries with the rollout and the success of the rollout. And like I say, 99% of the meters are giving us data. Like, we've already pulled out over 14 million accurate meter reads off of those meters. So there's no more estimated bills for those customers. In a very small...
I'm sorry, are there circumstances, though, in which people who are on smart meters are still getting estimated bills?
No. If we do not have the communications, a meter reader goes out. So again, as Dara said, a meter reader will call. Now, there's a very small number where a customer might have gone on a half hourly. So that's what we call MCC12, but they have opted into a tariff with the supplier where it's half hourly billing. Now, so that means you were talking about multiple tariffs for a customer. So if a customer has signed up, say somebody with an electric vehicle or who has solar panels and a battery, and they want to charge their car for a very, very cheap rate between 4 and 5 a.m. in the morning. I think there's 3 or 4 suppliers that do that. They have to be on a tariff where you get that half hourly information in as far as the supplier. And then the supplier, see, it was a bit like the question you were asking, Dara, how does the supplier know what to charge you? So you get a reading for every half hour. So it's 48 reads per day go into the supplier. So they know that if it's between 5 and 7 p.m., it's peak. But maybe if you're on one of the tariffs that has an ultra cheap rate between 2 and 4am, they know exactly how many units have been used between 2 and 4am. So there's a very small cohort of customers, and I am talking about less than a tenth of a percent, who have signed up for a half hourly tariff. The comms goes a bit haywire, and then they haven't changed back to a day-night peak. So for a while, until a meter reader goes, there could be estimates. But like I say, it's less than a tenth of a percent okay. of customers that have actually signed up for that half-hourly tariff.
There's a listener here says, I've had a smart meter for nearly a year, and my last bill stated it was estimated. And I have to say, I've had that experience.
Well, just that surprises me now. If the customer, because we're doing a like-for-like exchange, so when we change a meter, whether you're a day-night customer or a 24-hour registered customer, it goes through. And then, like I say, 99% of the reads are being coming in. So unless you're a customer who might have a meter in the basement of an apartment block, it could be estimated, But having said that, meter readers go in every 2 months.
Okay.
So unless there's a problem accessing the meter, maybe it's behind an electric gate or it's in a basement of an apartment block where the meter reader hasn't got in.
But maybe as well, just to clarify, when you get a smart meter installed, it still does need to be activated. So sometimes people might be under the presumption that someone from ESB Networks comes out, puts in a smart meter, and they think that they're on a smart plan.
By the way, Dara, to see your... Sorry, just to see your use of electricity, do you have to go to the actual box, the meter itself, or can you get an app which shows you?
It's not an app. It's the ESB Networks online account. So if a customer logs onto ESB Networks and creates their own account, and then you just link your MPRN, so that's your meter point reference number, which every meter has, and you will see it on your bill along with your account number from your supplier, then you just link that to the account. And then if you have a smart meter, and as Dara said, once we've had it communicating over 30 days, you can get your information. Okay. So you can see a graph, or you can download a file that it's a .csv file, so it looks like a spreadsheet, and that'll give you the information in half hourly intervals.
Just to finish,
so you don't have to go to a supplier, but because the network's online account will give you that information.
Okay, thank you, Carmel O'Connor from ESB Networks. Dara Cassidy of bonkers.ie to finish. Listener says, knowing your electricity usage doesn't save you money, you still have to use the electricity.
That's true, but I suppose the hope is that you can use electricity when it is less expensive to produce. But just very quickly, Matt, there was two phases to the rollout of smart meters. The first one was getting them in people's homes, where years behind the rest of Europe. And then the second phase is then actually using that data, having apps, having suppliers that provide you with good information. And we're lacking in the second part, but hopefully over the next 2 or 3 years, that will change.
Thank you, Dara Cassidy from bonkers.ie.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM. It all happens here.